Hello.
Howdy, Yana.
Hello. Hello. How are you, Jeremy?
Oh, I'm okay. I'm doing all right.
Okay.
Yeah, I got all this non-folio stuff going on. Do y'all remember that?
Some of it, yeah.
Every time it pops up and it's like something I have to deal with, I'm like, really? This
What's
is still a thing?
non-folio?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. How about you guys? How are y'all?
Yeah, enjoying the spring weather, although today it's raining.
York is in the middle of its false spring, which means that you get teased. It's like how some people will tease a dog with a toy or a treat. And then New York does the same thing with the weather, so. You get like 1 or 2 days of nice weather. It's nice and sunny. It's warm, and then it snows.
Yeah, I know.
Sort of.
It's supposed to be -1 degree here tomorrow, so
What?
that's, I mean, and 2 days ago it was like 17 degrees, so it's really going up and down. I know what you're talking about, Tom. So
No. This is why, as soon as humanly possible, I am moving as south as possible.
hey, I know this big institution in Texas that uses folio, so.
yeah, actually, Anna's trying to get, talk me into moving to where is she? Houston.
Yeah.
I'm just
You
like,
know,
sure.
Texas is a crazy place, man.
I actually have a cousin. Him and his family live in where is it? I just looked this up. It's not Houston. I can't remember where they are right now. It's one of the large cities, but I can't remember which one it is. But yeah, that's kind of funny. But yeah, they moved from Pennsylvania down there. We're actually looking at right now Orlando. I have 1 or 2 people that I know that live in the Orlando area, and my job is right now pretty much 100% remote anyway. So, like, it's I see my dark room all day. But me and my spouse are both Disney freaks, so we'd be close to Disney World.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys have less humidity though. You do get the ice storms every once in a while.
Once a decade. Yeah. But there's always Germany. Ever since our WolfCon trip, I was like, I don't know, I think this might be the place to be.
Wow. What made you think that?
Oh, you guys got it together. Well, I mean, I don't know how representative Hamburg is of everything else, but I just thought the whole transportation thing that you guys got going on is so much better than anything I've seen in the US. It's really
Well, we have a lot less ground to cover, I
wow, that's good.
have to say.
That's
But I
definitely
think
true.
it's reasonable. But I visited Japan 2 years ago, and that is, they've
Okay.
got it figured out. Not we. No.
In
Well,
Europe in general, public transportation is fairly solid. Like it's like everyone uses it instead of cars and that. But actually, if I my unfortunately, I'm sure my aunt has passed away now. If my aunt and that was still alive, I would consider Germany too. But yeah, she offered me for me to come over and stay in her hotel at one point in time. But we never did.
No. Well, it is. I don't know. I think we all got our problems, right? So, but for transportation, it's really reasonable.
Well, plus, one of the cool things from my perspective of Europe, just in general, is that if you like history, it's the place to be. Like, if you like Western history, you're not too far from all of it.
True. Yeah, it's true.
I mean, for me, the plus thing with Europe is you have Disneyland Paris, Disneyland Hong Kong, Tokyo, and Japan, and they're either a train ride or, oh, in Shanghai, and they're either a train ride or a short flight away.
I wouldn't consider Tokyo or Shanghai to be a short flight away from Europe, really, really. It's
Shorter than
longer
here.
than
Well, maybe not. It depends. Maybe.
I mean,
Well,
if you're in
yeah.
California, I think
Yeah.
you could probably get to Tokyo at about the same time, I
Yeah.
think. I don't know, though. That's
Oh, we had a flight for it was 14 hours or something, so to Tokyo
Yeah,
from.
that sounds about right from our West Coast. Yeah. It's a
Yeah.
long it's a big old world.
Yeah. What happened to supersonic jets? Where did they go?
Oh, they failed miserably since they all fell from the sky, right? The
Oh,
Concorde and
that's
everyone.
true.
I mean that.
It's a gamble. Get there fast or not at all.
mean. Oh, well.
That's okay. My brother-in-law wanted her to go over, and his family wanted to go over and visit them in England, and she refused to fly. So the only way she would go would be transatlantic cruise. And I'm just like, you do realize that you'll be spending about $4,000 or $5,000 on a cruise, and you'll be spending about a week to 2 weeks transversing the ocean. And I say, and you can't leave from Ithaca. You have to drive to New York City, or you have to drive down to Florida or something of that nature to get one of those cruises. I'm fine with that. I'm
And
fine.
she did that. She did that.
No, she
Oh.
just said she was going to. She never did.
Oh.
The farthest my parents ever traveled was, actually, I take that back. They did take a cruise once. They drove to New York City, and they took a cruise down to the Bahamas. But that was the only time they ever left the country. They never left the country.
I never I don't like cruises so much, but I never been on one, so I can just not imagine being trapped on a boat. That's
It doesn't, it feels like being in a hotel, or a resort, really. So it doesn't necessarily feel like a boat. And if you have enough stops, if the stops are playing close enough, it's kind of, it really feels like being in a hotel where every time you go out the door, you're in a different city.
Okay, that sounds really nice then.
Yeah. They're cool.
As long as you don't think about how much it's costing you, then. True.
Yeah, and being in Lisbon and other in Madeira, do you know the oh, that's I saw the impact that these cruise ships make, and I couldn't imagine going then after
Yeah.
that because that it is a bit horrible. So, yeah.
Sure. And also, I mean, are you talking about like a physical impact or like an economic impact, because they also have a big economic impact on the cities that they stop in.
True, and that might be good for a while, but I can see that the overtourism and the environmental impact they make is really not very. I don't know how do you call it the a long-lasting one.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's, I
The
always thought
economics of
it's easier for me to go, but I mean I can leave my country in 2 or 4 hours, so that's
yeah.
not a problem. So I really am privileged like that, but I can go by train as well, so that's nice.
Yeah.
Then, yeah,
It
I
depends
can.
also too which cruises you do. So there's the big ones like Virgin, Viking, Royal Caribbean, all those, which are the massive ships. And right now, like Carnival and Princess are in this battle of who has the biggest boats. And some of their boats, one or two of their boats, are literally, if you take a standard cruise ship and weld two of them side by side, that's one of their boats. They're insane. But there are smaller ones. Shoot, I was just right on the top of my tongue. They're a little bit more expensive. They usually don't have children on them, But they're like river cruises, and they're a lot smaller boat. They only have like 30 rooms on them, 20, 30 rooms. So the physical impact on them going up and down these rivers and that is a lot less than these massive cruise ships. I can't remember what the one name of the company is. They do a ton of them. They're actually pretty good. But yeah, I was on one once. It's not bad. If you're at sea for 5 days or more, you end up going a little stir crazy if you don't gamble or drink.
I mean, that could be also a fun holiday.
Yeah, if you don't gamble or drink, I'm not really sure what the point is.
Yeah, I really don't do either. So you wander around the boat and look at everything.
They have good food, I guess. That yeah, there's that, but
That's nice too.
Virgin is interesting because they're an adult-only cruise and they have a lot better food variety than the other ones.
Oh, I can imagine
But yeah. That's another plus with Florida is there's three massive ports. So if I would decide to go on a cruise, I can either go to Miami, Fort Lauderdale, or right out of Orlando.
Nice.
Can y'all see my screen?
Yes.
I'm
You have to do work.
thinking, yeah, well, maybe not a lot. Without Charlotte and Martin, I thought maybe we could just update our timeline since we've blown past so many of the dates and maybe put some more realistic stuff down. Yeah, I don't know. If I'm being totally honest, I'm not super prepared to do a ton of work on this stuff this morning, but this seemed
That's
like
fine.
something we could probably get knocked out. So the first thing that we were supposed to have done a few weeks back was present the minimally viable DIP proposal to the PC for approval. And we did end up pushing this. So I'm wondering, I think we could probably change this in this document, but just th thinking about the calendar, let me actually pull up a calendar so I know what I'm talking about. Next week, there are no PC meetings. So we're pretty close to having something to turn over to them. I don't know if you all, Jana in Germany, what are y'all's vacations like next week?
So I have Friday off,
Okay.
and then the week after I'm on vacation.
Okay.
But other than that, I'm free.
Okay. So you're on vacation the week of April 6th.
Yes.
Okay.
And then on the Monday there's also public holiday. I think then Martin would also be off, but I don't know about his holidays.
So I think we have two options then. It seems like we can either do, because there's no PC meeting next week, I don't think we're going to be prepared to present anything tomorrow. So it seems like we could either do the 9th when you're out or the 16th. Do either of y'all have any strong opinions about either of those? April 9th or April 16th?
I will
That's,
I'm not I don't have any. So if you want me there, I it would be the 16th, but I'm also okay with you presenting on the 9th.
I kind of feel like just to make sure we get it all wrapped up, maybe the more pessimistic option of the 16th would be good. It would give us an extra week to get our make sure everything's finished. What do you think, Thomas?
Yeah, I like the idea of saying April 16th.
Okay.
I think
Cool.
the further we push it out, the better. That way we can procrastinate.
So I think once it's ready, the PC gives us feedback. Maybe we address that feedback the following week, the 23rd, which means that April 30th would be probably the soonest that we could go to the CC. Hey, Charlotte.
Hello. My
Hello.
customer meeting went super quick, so I'm happy that I can be here now.
Really quick customer meetings are either really good or really bad in my experience.
We were planning, NLS and Charles and I, planning our second dry run. So, yeah,
Nice. Well,
so
that's cool.
far,
So that
yeah.
sounds like then your first one must have gone pretty well if the second dry run meeting was a quick one.
Yeah. You
Awesome.
know, Charles, he is a dream to work with. It's the first time I have worked so close with Charles
Yeah.
Levina, but he is awesome.
This is the Charles that works at Indexdata and lives in Chicago.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I've not worked closely with him. I've only gone out to eat with him, and I know that that's a lot of fun. Yeah. Okay. So, Charlotte, we're trying to adjust our dates. Since we've blown past so many, we're trying to get some down that feel realistic for kind of where we're at. So, we are shooting to turn this stuff over to the PC on the 16th of April. Just because there's no meeting next week, for the PC at least, and we can decide whether we're going to meet. And then there are some vacations on the following week, and so that would make the 16th the next kind of time for us to be able to turn that over.
Yes.
And then we're thinking any feedback we get from the PC, we would want a week to be able to apply that to our document. And then the following week we can present it to the CC. So April 30th would be when we could do that.
So the CC, don't they normally meet on Mondays? So
Yes. Oh, that's true. You're right.
27.
You're right. Good point. And do we know if that's a CC meeting? I know they do like every other one.
I can check while we talk here. Let me double check.
I appreciate it. All right. Then the next thing we're looking at is a documented process for
Charlotte,
designating.
I have it. Sorry, I'm sorry. I
Oh,
have it.
no, sorry.
There is one at the 27th.
Perfect.
I
Cool.
have Martina's calendar in mind, so
Awesome.
I can.
All right, documented process for designating Folio components as community or participating to be delivered to the PC for approval. That's feeling like if we're doing that on the 27th, I don't know. What do y'all think? Maybe May 11th or May like 14th, like a couple weeks into May. How long do we want to get that together? 27th. We'll have the 29th and the 6th. So it seems like the 14th or the 21st is probably. Yeah, how many weeks do we want to give ourselves to try to put this together? Two or three? I would not want to do it in one.
But we are trying to catch up a little bit, so maybe April 16 is no,
Let's see, May.
May 14, as you
14.
suggest.
Yeah. Okay. That's true. Let's push ourselves. Full DIP process definition and roadmap to be delivered to the PC for approval. All right. So this is how we expand beyond the minimally viable DIP and like some sort of roadmap for getting from there to something that's more complete. So I'm thinking something in June. We have one done. We did do a WolfCon proposal. Should I strike that out? Put a
Yeah.
little. Put a check mark beside it.
Can add one in the chat for you.
No, thank you. I was trying
Yeah,
to
so
remember my key combinations.
see if it works. No, it doesn't work in on my Mac, as in when I write. I'll get one.
I got it.
Okay, you got it. Okay.
Cool. I know computers. All right.
Cool.
So for this full dip process, I'm thinking, I mean, it's going to take some time to kind of talk through and plan out. I feel like June 11th or June 4th would be the soonest we could shoot for that. Do y'all have any thoughts on that?
I'd rather do a date that's further out and then deliver early, but so I'm fine with it being done, if that made sense with my babbling.
So, June 7, June 11, yeah, that's a Thursday. I will be out. Index Data has a team meet, but that
On
doesn't.
the 11th, we could push it to the 18th, I think. Now, I gotta be honest, I'm feeling a little confused right now. I don't recall. So we have a full dip process definition and roadmap to be delivered to the PC for approval. And then we have a recommendation for a phased rollout roadmap. This is for community directed development as a whole. So like bringing together the component definitions and the DIP and PC's participation in the CDDF. Does that sound right?
Yeah, the same day as June 18, you think of?
Well, I was thinking 2 weeks after that. I was
Okay.
thinking July 1st, or what is that? July 2nd. One of the things is that the calming week was not, I mean, part of it is, life has happened and we've missed meetings and things like that. But also the calming week was not a thing when we first came up with a schedule. So that did push things out a little bit, but we're a little less than a month behind.
I wonder if we somehow should have do a presentation for the product owners in bit before we kind of have it so very finished, because if they are then it's probably better to have that conversation a little earlier.
Well, do we want to do that? I mean, it would push all these dates back a bit. But do we want to do that before we bring it to the PC, get the product owner's feedback first, or after the PC?
I would be for before, because their feedback is very important in this process, or for this process, I guess. If they are really, as Charlotte already said, against it, then we should definitely put their feedback into consideration.
So maybe in between, so in between the minimal viable dip and the full dip process. So we have something to present, and being having a solid presentation, and then but listening to them, so we can fine-tune things before we present, because then that also makes the presentation at the PC stronger if we have got something
Is
like that.
this kind of the time frame that you're thinking? So this will be the week before we present to the PC. It's the Wednesday, not the immediate Wednesday before, but a week before that. Yana is going to be on vacation that week. But if we could find some time that week, it doesn't necessarily have to be that day exactly. And in fact, actually, if we did something like the 7th, the 6th, or the 7th, then we could actually talk about the feedback on two separate Wednesdays before we talk to the before we talk to the.
But in a way, I think it should be after the 16th.
Oh, okay. Well, but if we do it after the 16th, then the PC will already have approved it before we've gotten to integrate any of the product owner's feedback.
Okay. Yeah, but you decide what you think.
I'd have to, well, we'll have to see if they're available. What kind of meetings, regular meetings, do product owners have? I
So,
should know, but.
normally they meet, we meet every other week, but they have been cancelled more or less all
Okay.
year. So, and I don't know if they are cancelled because they are probably cancelled because everybody is crazy busy. But and maybe also a lack of topics. So if we talk with Kalila that we would like to come, so let me count because we were supposed to have a. Let me see.
You're supposed to
We're
have one.
supposed this week.
Yeah. It
Then
got
the
canceled.
April the 8th is actually a normal time slot for the PO meeting.
Okay. Let's I'll reach out to Kalila and see if that's an option. I think that if we just kind of tell them what we're thinking about and they could give us some feedback on it, we would have one Wednesday right before we present to the PC to kind of make any changes that we might need to make, and then we can show it to the PC on the 16th, because we will have a 15th meeting right before that. Does that seem to work? Okay.
In worst case scenario, we can make AI do it.
Oh, yeah. I've been vibe coding a lot this week, and I mean, it works.
I've been wanting to, but my brain hasn't let me get into that space.
We have I told you I was a non-Folio project, but we have an inventory app that I mean, it does interface with Folio, but we're trying to do like a, in the stack scan and like kind of do an inventory. And so we're building this little application for that, and it's behind schedule. And the person I'm building it for is like a very aggressive kind of get stuff done type of person. It's not the type of person that you want to not deliver the product to on time. And so she's wanting it like a month early, and the dev team is wanting to give it to me a month late, and I'm like, this is what it means to be a product owner. I'm trying to be right
Exactly.
between those two extremes.
Actually, would you like to do it as a workshop on vibe
Oh, well,
WolfCon?
today's the day, right? I totally could
There's
do
a
that.
yeah, there's a draft email going around that they're going to extend for extending it out to the 15th, April 15th.
You
So it
know,
is going to.
is Jakob going to be at WolfCon? Do you know, Charlotte?
No, none of us knows yet who
Okay.
is going, but I can I am I can drop Lynn and Jakob that he is being asked for.
Well, just because I know he's been doing a lot of vibe coding, and I've been doing a lot of vibe coding, so
How do you spell vibe? Because then I
V.
can
VIBE.
with angle V. Or W, W, I don't know.
B like boy, V,
Vibe
yeah.
coding. Yeah, okay. Let me
Yeah,
check.
if he'd be interested in doing a workshop with me, that could be a lot of fun.
Yeah. Because
I
I
think he has some other proposals too, so I think there's a big chance that he is coming. okay.
Nice. Yeah, I was
Oh,
trying to
man.
talk Jennifer into doing a workshop because she's been doing semi-vibe coding. She's been using Copilot and Google Notebooks for writing small Python scripts. And I'm like, oh, this would be great because it kind of is, gives people who do not have a real coding background an accessible way of getting into some coding, especially, I mean, like a big dev background. So I think it would actually be very, very popular.
So
Wow. Yes.
I am going to be doing a presentation for our developers at Texas A&M on vibe coding, because they all know that they got need to kind of look into how AI can impact the development process, but they've been kind of gun shy about it, and so I've told them that I'm willing to kind of show them what I've learned over the last few months, and so. I do have a lot of ideas for how a dev shop can integrate this in a useful way. And one of the biggest things is coming up with what I'm going to call like a vibe coding Bible, which is basically like a payload of standards and practices that you can give to the AI at the beginning of any coding request, which will really help it deliver an answer to you that is consistent with the practices of your team. And I think that that's huge for people who maybe don't have a development background that want to participate
Yes,
in
yes.
development. So,
Yeah, and also, what SDK are you using? Are you using anti-gravity?
I
I think it works for
use
dev.
Visual Studio's code with
Okay.
the Open API, sorry, Open AI Codex plugin in it. So I've not been using Copilot or the Microsoft product. I use the OpenAI one, but it's been working. I mean, I feel like I need to be a developer to do it right, but as a developer, it really, really helps make things go faster.
I was to say, give anti-gravity a try. It's the same code base as Visual Studio. In fact, it uses the same plugins and everything. The only difference with it is that Google has written access to Gemini directly in it. And then you can also use Claude Code and anything else in it as well. But their integration with at least their AI model, even the free one, is actually fairly tight. And it's a really interesting SDK option. But yeah, I have
It's probably pretty similar experience, but I've also used Firebase Studio, which is a Google product, so it's also Gemini integrated. But anyway, I don't need to plan out the workshop now, but yeah, Charlotte, let Jakob know that I'd be definitely interested in talking to him about that.
I'm writing to him while you talk.
Awesome.
Yep,
Perfect.
and there's a full day and half day, so you can do
Yeah.
the full day one, but yeah.
Well, I gotta be honest, guys. I was not prepared to talk about a whole lot more than just getting these dates sorted out. The only other thing maybe that we could do, and I'll share a link to this document. Martin's left some comments on here, but this is our no, this is the wrong one. Yeah, here it is. I've documented a lot of things that we've talked about changing in this. And I can get these changed for our next meeting, but in the meantime, if y'all want, I think it would be a good idea for us just to continue to read through this maybe on our own and leave any comments that we have for things that we feel like should be different. And then that way we can get them integrated into the document. I made a lot of these while during our meetings, like while we were in our meetings, but okay. So how would y'all feel about taking the last half of our meeting and it just being a working meeting where we are able to look over the document and leave some comments on it, that kind of on our own.
Sure. Everyone run away and do your own thing. I always like those.
Charlotte, are y'all cool with that?
What I was writing to
Oh yeah.
on that Slack. So what was it you said?
Oh, I've just I was saying I shared a link in the chat
Okay.
to the working draft for our minimally viable dip. And I was thinking that we could just take the last half of our meeting, kind of go off on our own separate directions, and we could leave some comments on there for things that we, feel like we need to change. And I'll try to get those incorporated into the document before our next meeting.
Good plan. Yes.
And so
Awesome.
the presentation proposal was already entered for this, correct? We did that
Yeah,
last time.
we were sufficiently ambiguous about, what we were going to talk about,
That's fine.
so because we don't have everything nailed down, but we will be talking about something kind of thing.
That's completely fine. Feedloop is a lot more forgiving than SCED is, so you should be able to go in and edit it later
Oh,
on
okay. All right.
through your presenter portal. So I've been telling some people have been like, well, I'm not sure if this is the end up description. I'm like, yeah, it's not like SCED. You don't have to send somebody an email. You can go in and edit your own stuff. So yeah, I thought we end I thought we did, but I was just like double checking because my brain is Swiss cheese.
All right. Well, thank y'all so much. And I hope the rest of your day is great. Whatever you have left of it, I guess I have a lot of it left, and you two, not so much. So, but anyway, take it easy.
You
Take care,
Bye-bye.
everyone. Bye,
Talk to
everyone.
you.